All right, and welcome to the Carl Jackson Show, your daily dose of objective truth in a world of confusion and lies. I wanted to bring my buddy Jim Nails on. He's an economist. He's a supply chain specialist. And I wanted to talk about Kamala's economic plan. Some of it has been trickling out via the media. She came out, a week or two ago and mentioned that she wanted to take on big grocery and all of the price gauging, Jim, that's going on with big grocery. So I want to get into that, but I want to go systematically, line by line. I'm going to have Jim. Jim is a columnist for the Daily Wire. He's also for the Washington Examiner. And I want to just take her policies line by line. And I want Jim to explain to all of us in the listening audience, as an economist, what is this going to mean for the average American like you and I? So, Jim, let's take these one by one. One of the latest things that the brilliant Kamala Harris, the super economist that she is, has come out with is capital gains tax. She wants to tax the crud out of that. That's the latest. Jim, what will that do for people's people that are trying to save for retirement, people that are investing, business owners, even real estate? I heard I forget the guy's name all of a sudden, but the big mogul, I forget his name, so I won't even mention it. But he did mention in an ex post, listen, if she's going to tax capital gains like this, then you're going to look at a house that's 400 and I think he said 400,000, 440,000, for example. In order for an investor or a homeowner to get their money back, they're going to have to sell that house for 648,000. So she's not doing anything but driving prices up. So give me your take on that first one, please, Jim.
Carl, you're missing the most important point about this. They want to tax unrealized capital gains.
Oh, right.
Which means if I bought a piece of art and that piece of art appreciates by 25%, then they want to charge me 25% of that. And the only people that's going to make rich are tax accountants. Well, I mean, how are we going to do this? And then if I lose money on an investment, do I get that money back? I don't know. They haven't talked about that. But think about this. They want you to actually have to sell your stock in order to pay taxes on the stock that you haven't made money on yet, even though that you use post-tax income to buy that stock. It is absolutely insane. There's no reason for this. It is crazy. And it's only a socialist capitalist, or excuse me, a socialist communist way to try to get more money from people, because it makes no sense.
You know what? Let me ask you this, Jim, because I know I know some youngsters that aren't they don't necessarily have money, but they like to mess around with stocks, even if it's a little bit of money. I think this would discourage young people, too, from trying to invest and get in the market. Do you suspect that that's part of it as well?
Why would you put any money into a 401k as a brand new worker if you know that every year you're going to have to pay 25% tax on the gains that come from that? It makes absolutely no sense at all. And if you look at this from a rational position, people should just be saying, wait, why would we do this? This makes absolutely no sense. We want to make, I mean, we'll pay taxes on our capital gains when we sell the stock, right? But again, Carl, do you want people coming to your house to look at your house, to look at your paintings, to look at your any investment that you have and go, oh, you know what, Carl, you owe us another, you know, $450,000 because we believe that you've appreciated this much? It's absolutely crazy.
This stuff, I mean, and you know what tripped me out too, Jim, looking at the DNC or watching some of the DNC convention, and I went ahead and watched the Obamas. And listen, I got to give the Obamas credit. I mean, they are Marxists. There's no doubt about it, in my opinion. And they but they're very good at speaking. Michelle Obama, I think, is probably the best political speaker, frankly, that's around. But unfortunately, her worldview is absolutely warped. She comes across angry, racially divisive. But also, I was tripping off the fact, Jim, that they were, I mean, they were just invoking this class warfare. I mean, these people, I think they're worth a combined over north of 100 million at this point. And I'm listening to all of these people, Bernie Sanders, Oprah Winfrey. And I'm like, what? I mean, am I crazy? You guys are rich as all get out. And it's almost like you've gotten rich, some of them off of the public dole, like the Obamas, like Bernie Sanders, AOC at this point. And then they want to shut the door for average Americans so that we don't get wealthy, and then condemn us for wanting to be wealthy like them.
So you bring up a great point. These people all got rich off the public dole. And that is why Kamala Harris's policies don't make any sense. She's never had a real job. She's always been paid by the government. Think about that. She has never had to earn income other than what the government gave her. And that is why we see these policies that are absolutely insane. And you see that from Obama. Obama never had a job. Obama always got money from the government. And Michelle Obama, or Big Mike, as I like to call her, same thing, right? So, these folks, they've never had jobs. They've never employed people. Carl, you employ people. I employ people. That's what we do, right? And in order to employ people, you have to create wealth. You have to create things that happen. And these people don't understand that. That's why they want to tax unrealized capital gains. That's why they want to tax everything. And it's completely crazy. And I can't understand why anyone in America would be like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. Let's do that.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. And forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRight, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRight ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRight, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
Yeah, it's insane to me. Let's get to the one that initially stirred up a lot of controversy, and that it was price gouging, otherwise known as price gouging. And apparently she wants to go after a big grocery. And I've talked about this on the podcast before, but you're talking about margins of, from what I've read, 1.2%, 1.8% on meats. It's closer to 5% or what have you. So there's not much room there at all. Why would they want to go after big grocery as opposed to Apple or Nvidia or Microsoft, who have way bigger percentages? And by the way, I'm against that. I don't care if these companies make a profit. They need to make a profit to keep hiring, to keep innovating. But why would they go after, why would she want to go after big grocery and price gouging, which is just stupid, honestly?
Because it makes for good headlines, right? But like you said, these companies make 1.2, 1.8, let's just give them credit, 2% profit margin. Are you kidding me? And you're calling them price gougers? What the price gouging is when you flood the economy with money and you have too much money chasing too few products, and you create inflation. And she was the deciding vote on multiple deals that created the Green New Deal, that created the Inflation Reduction Act, which all that did was create more inflation. So these people, they don't care because they don't understand, Carl. The way the world works is you have to create jobs. You have to create opportunities for people. You have to give people opportunities to go out and do things that they don't do in a socialist or a communist country. They have to do it in a country where we all can be successful. And that's what we have to do. But these folks don't want that. They want to just blame capitalists for being successful. And that's insane. We want capitalists to be successful. That makes us all richer. We all get more money when the stock market goes up. Even if you only have a 401k, we all get more money that way.
Yeah, it's insane. I like when Trump was calling what she was talking about with price gouging, the Maduro plan. I wish he would stick to that and pound it every single day. Because ultimately, Jim, talk to us about what this would do. I mean, we've seen it in places like Venezuela and other socialist countries where these dictators take over. It sounds good at first. They control the prices, but what happens? Then there's a run on goods. So they end up having a bunch of shortages. And then eventually the prices end up going way higher to control the shortages.
Carl, no price controls have ever actually controlled prices. The only thing price controls have done are make prices go up. So when they do that, we can't afford it. Jimmy Carter tried it. Actually, Gerald Ford tried it when he was president, and it didn't work. We have to let the free market economy run its course and let those things happen. You cannot control the economy by putting controls on prices, because then that creates a debt when it comes to how many people want something. And when that happens, prices go up. It's just like in New York City when they have rent control. Did that work for anyone? Absolutely not.
Man, and rent in New York is insane. We also saw the run on toilet paper for a short time during the COVID lockdowns. Could you imagine having a run on literally everything you want to eat? People end up starving to death. This is just insane stuff. And it proves to me, Jim, we only have 15 seconds left. It proves to me that she's an economic illiterate, or there's somebody behind her that isn't.
Again, I come back to, she's never had a job other than what the government gave her.
All right. We'll be back more with Jim Nails, economist and supply chain expert, on the other side. Stay tuned. Hey, Carl Jackson here for Wealth Protection Research. With the volatility from this election and our national debt just breaking $35 trillion for the first time ever, there has never been a better time than now to consider physical gold or silver as a way to protect your savings. I'm concerned that if this election goes sideways, things are going to get even worse. The good news is there is something you can do now ahead of whatever future chaos might be coming. Wealth Protection Research has found a gold partner in Sasco Gold that specializes in helping everyday Americans protect their retirement accounts like 401ks, IRAs, or TSPs using a loophole that allows them to convert their money into physical gold or silver tax and penalty free. Text the word TRUTH to 76626 to learn more. That's right. You can break free from your captive retirement account and enjoy the peace of mind knowing your retirement savings is now stored in physical gold and silver that you control. If you're interested in learning the truth about how you can protect your retirement with gold and silver, you can get a free gold investment kit that explains it all from Saxo Gold just by texting TRUTH to 76626. Drew from Sasco is standing by waiting to help my listeners. Just text the word TRUTH to 76626. Tell Drew that Carl sent you. For your free gold investment kit, text the word TRUTH to 76626 and do it now. All right, welcome back to the Carl Jackson Show. Again, I'm joined by my guest, Jim Nails. He's with the Daily Wire, also for Washington Examiner. He's an economist. He's a supply chain expert. And we're talking about Kamalanomics, if you will. We're talking about some of the plans that Kamala Harris, that we're hearing through the grapevine, intends to implement if she's the president of the United States. So we've talked about the price gouging when it comes to groceries, which will only lead to higher prices and a run on products in the stores and probably people literally starving. It's absolutely insane. She wants to tax unrealized capital gains, which is just who would want to invest in the stock market? Another thing that that was big news recently here, Jim, the Labor Department had to downgrade the amount of jobs reported in their latest report by 818,000 jobs. I honestly, if I'm Republicans, I'm hitting this all day, every day. These people completely lied and are completely lying to their voters. And I think Republicans need to be hitting this hard. They should not let this go away. But also, I want to get you to respond to that. But also, I saw your colleague at the Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro, had mentioned on X a couple or more days ago. He talked about the reason why this news slipped out is theoretically they would like to see the interest rates, Democrats would fall, and that way the economy will start looking better before the election and help Kamala Harris out. What's your take?
I don't even know where to start here, right? The number one headline from this, and you missed the headline, Carl, and you're a smart man, I don't know how you missed this, is that the head of the Commerce Department said that she's never heard of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And that's the folks that downgraded the Employment Act. So, I mean, literally, the head of the Commerce Department is like, I've never heard of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Are you kidding me? She actually claimed that it was misinformation by Donald Trump. My effing goodness gracious. I'm doing my best to not cuss on your show. But holy crimies. I mean, how is that person in charge of
Do you
commerce?
Believe her, though, Jim? Do you believe her? I mean, these people, I watched that DNC, and I'm telling you, these people just lie to our face. Tim Walz is one of the biggest political, and they had Bill Clinton there. They had Barack Obama there. Tim Walz takes the cake. I don't believe this lady. There's no way. I mean, I don't believe she's bright necessarily, but there's just no way. There's no way, Jim.
So, Carl, we've never talked about this before. I'm a military veteran, and I am extremely, extremely hurt by the way that Tampon Tim has stolen valor from people who actually served and did things in the military where they put their lives in jeopardy. And then when he was called to go to war, he's like, nope, I'm out. So I don't want to hear anything about that guy. He is a piece of scum, in my opinion. He has stolen valor. And as a veteran, it really, really hurts me. And I hope that every veteran in America looks at this and says, there is no way in hell I will vote for that guy.
I pray from your mouth to God's ears to veterans' ears. I literally hope that I hope that those of you that are watching in this listening audience, I do believe that a lot of people are going to take that to heart, Jim. A lot of veterans, I've heard from a lot of veterans that, I mean, absolutely cannot stand this guy based on that, not necessarily based on his service. Listen, I didn't serve, but you're going to lie. There's absolutely no need to lie about it. But I can tell you this, just as a civilian, this guy was one of the worst lockdown artists in the entire country, right along with Andrew, was it Andrew Cuomo or is it Chris Cuomo? I always get them confused. And I believe it was Andrew Cuomo.
It was Andrew Cuomo. But you're absolutely right, right? So he talked about freedom last night. The man who locked down his entire state talked about freedom. The man who said, call your on this hotline and report your neighbor for having a party is the man that wants to talk about freedom. That man is absolutely insane. Again, he's stolen valor. He was never anything he claimed to be. And even if I was not a MAGA Republican, I could never, ever get behind this guy because he lies about everything he's ever done his entire life.
Including being a coach. I mean, I'm finding out the guy was like an assistant coach for a short period of time. And they're speaking about this guy like he's a Like, I mean, like he's the Bear Bryant or something.
He was
something.
Bill Belichick, right? I mean, he was Bill, literally Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I was trying to think of Bill Belichick, and I'm like, are you kidding me? This guy, it's just insane what they're doing. All right, talk to us about capping prescription drug costs, Jim. That's something else that the left talks about that they're big on, but that doesn't work out either, does it?
No. And again, we all want the elderly to be able to afford their medications, right? Sure. I mean, no one wants an elderly person to die because they can't afford their medication. But when you put price controls in place, when you do anything that takes away the free market economy, then prices always, always, always go up. They never go down. So the best thing to do is to encourage competition and to encourage people to fight against one another so that then the elderly can have their choice of drugs and they can have their choice of drugs that are less expensive than the other drugs. And that's what we need. Price controls, again, like I said, only lead to more and more higher prices.
Okay, I'm just going right down the list. Eliminating medical debt for millions. So I don't know how they're going to pay for this. I don't know where they're getting the money. Actually, I do know where they're getting the money from. But eliminating medical debt for millions. So this is, I think this one is more of a ploy. But I want to hear your take on it, Jim.
So it has nothing to do with medical debt, right? But let's go to just eliminating anything or making anything free.
Okay.
Nothing is free. I mean, my first day in college, when I was in my first economics class, they're like, there is no free lunch. Everything costs something. So everyone is paying for whatever they want to do. You want to forgive student debt? Someone's paying for that. Carl, it's you and me and it's your listeners. You want to forgive healthcare debt? Guess what? It's you and me and your listeners that are having to pay for that. You want to forgive anything else? Guess what? It's you and me and your listeners that are paying for that. Nothing is free. No one is volunteering to give their time and their effort for free. So therefore, we have to pay for it, and it comes from our taxes. And that is wrong.
And you know what else I hate, Jim? And I'm going to ask you, if you have time, if you don't, it's fine. I've got a few more questions that I want to ask, and there's no way we'll be able to wrap them up in this segment. So I'm going to ask that you stay with me for one more. Can you do that?
Have I ever said no to you before?
All right. Well, yes, you have. But just kidding. All right. We got two and a half minutes left. But this chick is Kamala Claus. This is another one that I wanted to tackle. $25,000 subsidy for first time home buyers. I don't even know. I don't know what to think, Jim. I'll be honest with you, because I'm like, are these people just trying to gaslight their voters? Or is this chick just a straight up communist that will do it when she gets in office? And my fear is the latter, because I think she's dumb. And I think she just wants to make a name for herself. And I think she's a mean lady, frankly, based on the fact that over 90% of her staff said, hey, I'm not working for this chick. I'm out. So I think this lady will do this.
Let's ask Willie Brown about her, right? We can go do that. But when it comes to the $25,000, again, there's no such thing as free money, right? That money is going to come from people like you and me and your listeners. We're going to have to pay higher taxes in order to give people who haven't been smart enough to save their money in order to buy a house. Carl, it was a struggle for me to buy a house. My wife and I, we saved for years, right? And then we bought a house, and then we sold the house and bought a nicer house. And then we sold that house and bought a nicer house. But guess what? No one gave us anything. We saved, we scrimped, we did everything that we could in order to do it. And that's what America is about. America is not about handouts. America is about working your ass off in order to be successful. And that's what we have to get back to. And that's why I like Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is the people's billionaire, right? He understands how hard it is to work. He grew up on construction sites.
Right.
And that's what we need to get back to. We need to get back to working hard in order to be successful. That's what I've instilled in my children. My son works 18 hours a day. My daughter is going back to college tomorrow, and I couldn't be more proud of her, but they work really, really hard, Carl. And that's what we need America to get back to. Not looking for handouts, but working hard to be successful.
All right. In the next segment, make sure you give your kids a shout out there. But not to mention $25,000 subsidy for everyone. That's just going to drive the price of homes up. We'll be back. More on the other side. You've asked at MyPillow. Listen, they're finally bringing you the most requested offer ever. Right now, you can get the queen size premium MyPillow for only $19.98. MyPillow is made with a patented adjustable feel. It adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. And guys, I can tell you, I have them stashed. I'm not going to lie to you. All over the house in every single room. I will fall asleep on the couch. I could fall asleep in a chair. I'm not going to lie because my body just works weird. I had a crick in my neck because I didn't sleep with my pillow. The next night, I made sure that I did, and I felt absolutely fine. It helps keep your neck aligned, and it holds its shape all night long so you get the best sleep of your life. But that's not all. Get their six-piece kitchen or bath towel sets for only $25. The brand new mattress topper for as low as $69.98. And their famous MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $25 and so much more. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-858-0263. Use the promo code Carl, C-A-R-L. I don't spell it like the Marxists, to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products, including the premium queen-size MyPillow. That's only $19.98. That's the lowest price ever. Don't delay. Order today. Use promo code Carl, C-A-R-L, at checkout.
Hey, Carl, I just want to say I am a big fan of MyPillow. I have their MyPillow 2.0, which lets me sleep cool. I have the slippers. I have the towels. I have everything. Oh, and I love everything that they have. So congrats to you for having them as a sponsor.
Thank you. Thank you. I love them. And I got to tell you guys, too, I appreciate you saying that, Jim. This isn't part of the ad, but I got to tell you, these are they have the best towels ever. I am not going to lie. They have the best towels ever. I know that sounds kind of weird coming from a dude, but I love their towels.
Hey, I'm a big guy. I need a good towel to soak up my water.
Thank
right?
You. So thank you. Exactly. I feel the same. They actually work. All right, I want to get back to this Kamalanomics, Kamala Clause. Again, I'm speaking to Jim Nails. He's an economist. He's a supply chain expert. Oh, and Jim, there's something that just came to mind as well. He writes for the Daily Wire, also the Washington Examiner. Jim, real quick, where can people find you online if they want to check out your work besides the Daily Wire and Washington Examiner? Where else can they go to find you?
Just look for me at The Real Jim Nails on X.
Okay. And you spell it N-E-L-L-E-S. All right. So
I do every day of my life. Absolutely.
Easier to find you that way. All right. So one thing that I must admit, Jim, that I did like about Kamala Harris's economic plan that slipped out is this $6,000 tax credit for families with newborns. The only thing that I found funny was I was like, huh, wait a minute. That sounds pretty conservative. Like, I think Trump mentioned it. I think J.D. Vance mentioned it. And then this chick stole it. And I'm like, this lady is just dirty. But this is who Democrats are. And I think it's just a play for women. They're big. We got to be honest. Kamala Harris is doing better amongst the youngsters. And she's doing better amongst women than Joe Biden was. However, she's not doing as great in other areas where Trump is still doing well. And technically, if the race was held today, would likely win, but it would be very close. He probably wouldn't win the popular vote. So we have to make sure that everybody gets out. But the $6,000 tax credit, I like that idea. I don't believe that she would actually do it, Jim.
No, she won't do it. And let's start over, right? So number one, it feels to me like she watches Trump's rallies and then just copies his ideas, right? She's now in favor of no taxes on tips.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
That was something that Trump said 2 months ago. She said it 2 weeks ago. I'm not a fan of the tax credit. I actually believe that you should wait to have children until you're able to have children.
Okay.
I don't think the government should pay you to have children, but you know, you and I can disagree on that one, and that's okay. I mean, we're fine.
No, it's
that
fair,
way.
Fair.
But at the end of the day, we don't want the government subsidizing your life. Hmm. We want people to go out and be successful and work their butts off and do the things that they need to do in order to be successful, not depend on the government. Not depend on the government to say, oh, wait, if I have another kid, I get more money. Oh, let's have another kid, right? I mean, that's not the way that the world should work.
Sure, sure. That's fair. No, that's a fair point. I'd love to see, I'm one of these people where I would love to see marriage and families incentivized. And you're right, it shouldn't take the government dole to be able to do that. But I got to be honest with you, I feel like the left is doing everything they can to destroy families. That's the bedrock of society. So I can't lie. Sometimes that stuff kind of tempts me. But you're right. Ultimately, we should not be using the federal government and the dole to do that. Oh, you know, here's something that I wanted to mention to you, Jim. And I got to be honest with you, I didn't hear the entirety of the story. I'm hoping maybe you have. But apparently, some union workers at ports are considering striking again. And that would really destroy our supply chain again, almost like COVID level type stuff. Have you heard about that?
Oh, Carl, we talked about this before. Yes, so the railroads in Canada have gone on strike already. So that's already screwing up the supply chain. And in the United States right now, the Gulf ports and then the East Coast ports are about 3 weeks away from striking. And I don't think they're going to work out an agreement because God knows, Mayor Pete, where is he? I mean, he's not there helping to negotiate something. So I think we're going to have a Grinch Your Soul Christmas, because if you don't get stuff in now, you're not going to have Christmas. And we're going to see a strike in the ports.
That is such a great point. I remember, frankly, during the Biden-Harris lockdowns, I remember speaking to another financial guru / economist then. And she mentioned that and brought that to my attention at that time. She was like, if you're going to get Christmas gifts, get them now, because it's going to be really short. And I was like,
wait,
you know what?
You cheated on me with someone else? What are you talking
hey,
about?
This was years ago, Jim. Forgive me. This was years ago. But anyway, yeah, I mean, that's such a great point. And of course, if Trump wins, they'll blame it on him. But that's what they do. OK, so here's another thing. 3 million new homes that the government would like to build in order to tackle the housing shortage. I think that obviously they shouldn't do this, but I think if they close the border and seal the border, that would help out a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. And we're actually 5 million homes behind the curveball right now. But it's not about the government doing it. It's about taking away all the regulations that are making it so hard for home builders to build homes.
Like in California.
Let's make it easier for people to build homes so that people that can buy homes. Right now, we're looking in under the Biden administration, the average home has gone up in price more than $50,000, not because of the interest rate, but because of the regulations that they put into place. Because
Wow. They
don't want the gas stove. They don't want this. They don't want that. They don't want the other. We need to get the government out of the way so that people can afford to buy homes.
Man, that is insane. And, you know, I just returned from a trip from L.A. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I love my family members, and so I go there to see some of them. But I can't stand – I grew up born and raised. I cannot stand L.A., especially since Gavin Newsom has taken over. It's weird. It's such a different vibe and feel. It is so dirty. Just recently, the homelessness, they kind of cracked down on some of the homelessness as a result of or due to that Supreme Court ruling. But it's just so weird. I used to go to these neighborhoods that used to look so just pretty and clean, even along the freeway, the walls and the landscaping, and everything just looks so dead and dingy. It's insane. And they're not building new stuff. I mean, I look at some of these old rundown buildings and I'm like, it's so hard to build there. It's insane. So and it's funny to me, even though this chick is a socialist, in my opinion, I'm like, you're in office now and everyone knows that Joe Biden isn't running the country. So what have you been doing Miss Kamala Harris.
That is exactly my point. She keeps talking about day one of my administration, we will do X, Y, and Z. I'm like, do it tomorrow. Why are you waiting? You're the vice president and you're actually running the country. Do it tomorrow. Why do you have to wait to do it until you're elected? It's because she's full of crap and she doesn't know what she's doing. She's probably the worst vice president in the history of vice presidents, which is a very, very low bar. And she doesn't know what to do. Think about this, Carl. I have as many victories in Democratic elections as she does.
I know. This is why.
Right?
You're right. Honestly, it's one of the reasons why I appreciate RFK Jr. Dropping out. He's going to be dropping out and hopefully endorsing Trump. It sounds like he will, because I actually think he'll help save the Democrat Party, too. I can't believe that Democrats are not outraged by the fact that their votes were just like they got the double middle finger. I mean, 14 million people came out for Joe Biden, regardless of what I think of the man. I'm like, it's undemocratic to let this lady that would have never gotten through a primary become the nominee for the Democrat Party. All right. There's something else that she wants to do. She wants to target American businesses again, basically let the Trump tax cuts run out. To take the corporation tax from, I think it's 21% to 28%. And I'm just thinking of all of this economic stuff here, Jim. And I'm like, is she trying to kill the middle class? We only have a minute, but what is she trying to do here?
Can you tell me one time in the history of America or any country where raising taxes actually made people better off? No. They're stupid. Again, she's never had a job other than what the government gave her, so she has no idea how the economy works. What we need to do is lower taxes. We want businesses to be taxed at the lowest level ever so that they bring all their money back to the United States like they did during the Trump administration. We want companies to go and invest and invest and invest in order to hire more people. So then we don't have to like lie about how many people were hired and go, there were a million fewer folks hired than before.
That's insane. That is insane. Just think about that. Oh my goodness. All right, Jim, only 20 seconds left. You got some great kids. You want to mention what they're up to real quickly?
I do. I want to do a shout out to my daughter, Allison, who is going back to University of Madison at Wisconsin tomorrow to start her junior year. And I also want to say hello to my son, who is in his second year in consulting. I can't be more proud of either of you. I love you both very much. And thank you, Carl, for letting me do that.
All right, guys, until next time, don't grow weary doing good. God bless you. All right, Carl Jackson here for Priority Gold. Economists warn that massive tax hikes could devastate your IRA and your 401k account as the stock market braces for impact. With inflation on the rise and global uncertainty looming, it's clear why central banks and savvy Americans are turning to gold. In times like this, Proverbs 21:20 reminds us to preserve what we built. Right now, that wisdom points us towards gold. If you haven't had your eye on gold, time to make it a priority. My name is Carl Jackson, and I'm urging you to call my friends at Priority Gold to find out how they can help you diversify your savings with physical gold and silver. Call 1-800-405-GOLD or visit PriorityGold.com/golden for a free gold info guide. Plus, see if you qualify for free shipping and storage. Act now to get your portfolio working for you while the market is golden. Call 1-800-405-GOLD to speak with a gold specialist or visit PriorityGold.com/golden to learn more. That's 1-800-405-GOLD.